Today is Friday, November 22nd, 2024, and you are listening to the World Socialist Website. This Sunday, November 24th, at 3 p.m. Eastern, the World Socialist Website and Marrying Books invite you to attend a critical online discussion with David North, chairman of the WSWS. The event will be moderated by the SEP Germany's National Secretary, Christoph von Dreyer, and WSWS Arts Editor David Walsh, and it will focus on North's two latest books, Sounding the Alarm, Socialism Against War, which compiles the May Day speeches delivered between 2014 and 2024, presenting a Marxist analysis of the deepening crisis of world capitalism and the growing danger of imperialist war, and The Logic of Zionism, From Nationalist Myth to the Gaza Genocide, which examines the intellectual and political evolution of Zionism, from its 19th century origins to its present-day manifestation in the horrific genocide of the Palestinian people. This discussion will provide a framework for the critical challenges of our time and the strategies necessary for building a socialist future. The event will take place online, Sunday, November 24th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Register to attend at wsws.org. Stop the Escalating NATO War Against Russia by Alex Lantier and Johannes Stern. This week, the U.S. and U.K. authorized the use of NATO long-range weapons deep inside Russia, crossing a red line that Russian officials said would lead to military retaliation, including the potential use of nuclear weapons. On Sunday, President Joe Biden authorized the Ukrainian regime in Kiev to use ATACMS missiles to bomb Russia. Then, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, who has publicly lobbied Washington since September for this policy, said London would let Kiev bomb Russia with its Storm Shadow missiles. Kiev fired ATACMS missiles on Tuesday and Storm Shadows on Wednesday. The alarm must be sounded among workers and youth in Europe and internationally. Bombing another country is an act of war. Whether or not war has been declared, a state of war effectively exists between the world's major nuclear-armed powers. The Russian government has responded to these provocative attacks with increasingly blunt warnings of a military response. Far from stepping back from the brink, Washington and its NATO allies in Europe are continuing to escalate attacks on Russia. Starmer has made clear that the danger of nuclear war would not deter him from bombing Russia. He was asked about the shift that the Kremlin announced in its nuclear doctrine in September, allowing Russian nuclear strikes on nuclear-armed states like Britain that arm other countries to bomb Russia. Calling Russian warnings that it will respond to attacks on its territory, quote, irresponsible rhetoric, end quote, Starmer declared that Russian threats to respond with nuclear weapons are, quote, not going to deter our support for Ukraine, end quote. German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock endorsed the bombing of Russia and dismissed warnings of nuclear war, saying, quote, we will not be intimidated, no matter what new things are trumpeted time and again, end quote. French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot said bombing Russia was already, quote, an option we would consider, end quote, claiming there is nothing new in the U.S.-UK bombing of Russia. Russia has begun taking retaliatory measures. On Thursday, it fired an intermediate-range ballistic missile, identified by Ukrainian and NATO sources as an Oresnik variant of the RS-26 Rubezh missile at Dnipro. Normally, such a missile would carry four independently maneuverable nuclear warheads, each of which is 20 times more powerful than the U.S. nuclear bomb that destroyed Hiroshima. With a 5,800-kilometer range, it can destroy any city or military base in Europe. However, this missile was unarmed and damaged its target, a Ukraine missile factory, simply by crashing into it at 12,000 kilometers per hour. In a nationwide televised address, Russian President Vladimir Putin indicated that this strike was a warning to NATO. He said, quote, in response to the use of U.S. and British long-range weaponry on the 21st of November this year, the Russian armed forces carried out a combined strike. In combat conditions, a test was carried out of one of the latest Russian intermediate-range missile systems. We have the right to use our weapons against military facilities of those countries which allow their weapons to be used on our facilities. We are ready for any developments. If anyone still doubts this, they shouldn't. There will always be a response, end quote. It is impossible to view Russia's statements as a bluff. Whatever the form, Russia will retaliate to the ever more aggressive actions of the NATO powers. Yesterday, Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova denounced the U.S. missile base in Poland at Rzeszkowo, calling it, quote, blatantly provocative, end quote. She said that the base had been identified as, quote, a priority target for potential destruction, end quote. Explaining the dangerous logic of escalation, WSWS International Editorial Board Chairman David North wrote in a comment published on X Thursday, quote, if Putin were to directly warn Starmer that further use of the Storm Shadow missiles against Russia will result, without question, in direct retaliation against Britain, Britain would not call off further attacks. At this point, the U.S. and NATO must believe that Russia will in all likelihood respond with a significant act of military retaliation. But the avoidance of such retaliation is no longer of decisive importance. The U.S. and the major Western powers are committed to Russia's defeat and will not back down. And it now appears that Putin has concluded that he cannot avoid direct conflict with his Western partners. The situation is extraordinarily dangerous, and the danger is intensified by the fact that the general public seems to have no idea that we stand on the brink of a catastrophic war. End quote. It is necessary to raise the alarm, to explain clearly to the working class what is happening, and develop an international movement of the working class against imperialist war in the capitalist system. In 2022, as Biden debated whether to send tanks to Ukraine, he warned of the danger of an Armageddon. He said he knew Putin fairly well, and that Putin is, quote, not joking when he talks about the use of tactical nuclear weapons, end quote. Now, despite Putin's escalating threats, Biden has sanctioned the bombing of Russia. European powers, having fought Russia alongside Biden for nearly 3 years, are concerned by Trump's threat to scale back U.S. military support for Kiev and impose tariffs to block European exports to America. Estonian Foreign Minister Margus Tsahkna is calling for European, quote, boots on the ground in Ukraine, as French President Emmanuel Macron did this winter. They are pressing to escalate the war so as to independently assert their own imperialist interests. The emerging Third World War, of which the war against Russia is a component part, is a war of plunder. The German Trade and Invest Agency writes, quote, the war in Ukraine is also a battle for raw materials, end quote, pointing to Ukraine's, quote, large deposits of iron, titanium, and lithium, some of which are now controlled by Russia, end quote. Even greater riches in critical minerals, but also oil and gas, would fall to them if they could subjugate Russia. Their decision to stop purchasing cheap Russian energy has devastated Europe. Since then, Reuters reports industrial electricity prices jumped 280% in Germany, over 200% in France, Italy, and the Netherlands, and 103% in Spain. Europe is hemorrhaging factories and jobs, as these energy price hikes have made European goods globally uncompetitive. And so, earlier this year, Polish President Andrzej Duda called for crushing Russia and dividing it into 200 powerless ethnic statelets. Claiming there is no more space for Russia in today's world, he declared provocatively, quote, Russia is often called the prison of nations, and for a good reason. It is home to over 200 ethnic groups. Russia remains the largest colonial empire in the world today, which, unlike the European powers, has never undergone the process of decolonization and has never been able to deal with the demons of its past. There is no more space for colonialism in the modern world, end quote. Another factor driving the European bourgeoisie's war escalation is the intensification of the class struggle. Staggering under a massive debt burden after decades of bank bailouts, European states are each planning tens of billions of euros in cuts to key social programs to divert them into military spending, even as working class anger mounts over job losses. After massive strike struggles in the last 2 years, European governments are deeply unpopular and despised among workers. Russian military strikes could allow for a formal declaration of war that would serve as a pretext to militarize society, outlaw strikes, re-establish conscription, and intensify policies of austerity and war rejected by broad masses of the working population. In every country, workers and youth must be alerted to the imminent danger of catastrophic military escalation. The deep-rooted opposition to imperialist war among workers in Ukraine, Russia, Europe, America, and internationally must be activated and mobilized in a struggle against their own capitalist governments. U.S. threatens to sanction International Criminal Court over war crimes charges against Netanyahu, by Andre Damon. On Thursday, the International Criminal Court, the ICC, formally charged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Secretary Yoav Gallant with war crimes and crimes against humanity in the Israeli genocide in Gaza. The court charged Netanyahu and Gallant with, quote, the war crime of starvation as a method of warfare, and the crimes against humanity of murder, persecution, and other inhumane acts, end quote. In May, ICC prosecutor Karim Khan accused the Israeli leaders of presiding over the murder and extermination of Palestinians as part of a, quote, common plan to use starvation as a method of war and other acts of violence against the Gaza civilian population as a means to collectively punish the civilian population of Gaza, end quote. In its document charging Netanyahu and Gallant, the ICC accepted the allegations by Khan that Israel is using starvation as a weapon of war and declared that the, quote, alleged crimes against humanity were a part of a widespread and systematic attack against the civilian population of Gaza, end quote. The charges against Netanyahu and Gallant are fully justified, but Israel is acting at the behest of U.S. imperialism, together with the other imperial powers, in its genocidal war against the people of Gaza, which is part of the drive by the imperialist powers to reorganize the Middle East under their own domination. The response of U.S. officials expresses the acknowledgement that they are guilty of aiding and supporting all the crimes with which Netanyahu is charged. Republican Senator Tom Cotton responded to the ruling by making a veiled threat to attack the Netherlands, or any country, that cooperates with the warrants. Quote, woe to him and anyone who tries to enforce these outlaw warrants. Let me give them all a friendly reminder. The American law on the ICC is known as the Hague Invasion Act for a reason. Think about it. End quote. Senator Lindsey Graham wrote in a statement on X, quote, the court's actions against Israel sets the foundations for the ICC to come after the United States one day. We must respond forcefully to the court for our own good. End quote. In another tweet, he added, quote, if you aid and abet the ICC after their action against the State of Israel, you can expect consequences from the United States, end quote. A joint statement by senators from both parties, including Graham and Democrat John Fetterman, stated, quote, acquiescing to the court's jurisdiction over Israel is to agree in theory they have jurisdiction over the United States, end quote. U.S. President Joe Biden responded to the ICC's arrest warrants by declaring, quote, the ICC issuance of arrest warrants against Israeli leaders is outrageous. Let me be clear once again, whatever the ICC might imply, there is no equivalence, none, between Israel and Hamas. We will always stand with Israel against threats to its security, end quote. Asked to comment on Graham's calls to sanction the ICC, White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre said that the U.S. expressed openness to the proposal. She said, quote, we are discussing with partners, including Israel, end quote, the possibility of sanctioning the ICC. The U.S., the world's leading perpetrator of war crimes, is not a signatory to the Rome Statute that established the International Criminal Court and does not recognize its authority to prosecute U.S. war crimes or those of Israel, its proxy in the Middle East. On September 2, 2020, the U.S. government imposed sanctions on ICC prosecutor Fatou Bensouda in response to an investigation by the court into U.S. war crimes in Afghanistan. Despite this, the Biden administration publicly welcomed a war crimes investigation by the ICC against Russian President Vladimir Putin over the war in Ukraine. Early last month, Israel initiated the so-called General's Plan in northern Gaza, and Israeli officials directly stated their intention to stop all food and water from entering into northern Gaza in an effort to force the population out through starvation. As part of the plan, anyone who remains would be treated as an enemy combatant and subject to being killed. Later in October, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken traveled to Israel to meet with Netanyahu. During their meeting, the two sides explicitly discussed the so-called General's Plan. After the discussion, Blinken issued a blanket endorsement of Israel's war aims in an effective approval of the plan. Since then, the amount of food entering northern Gaza has fallen to the lowest level since the start of the invasion, with a UN panel warning that famine is imminent in northern Gaza. Earlier this month, the State Department explicitly declared that Israel was not committing human rights abuses in Gaza by withholding food, despite the fact that just one-tenth of the food the State Department said was adequate is getting into Gaza. The ruling by the ICC has demonstrated once again the complete criminality of U.S. imperialism. Having funded, armed, and politically supported a genocide, the U.S. government is threatening to sanction and even attack the institutions of international law. It likewise vindicates the mass demonstrations all over the world against the Gaza genocide, which governments around the world have claimed are anti-Semitic, as a pretext for carrying out arrests and banning demonstrations. No one should be under any illusion, however, that this ruling will stop the genocide or even hold Netanyahu and Gallant to account. The imperialist powers backing the genocide will abide no legal control over their acts of mass murder. Stopping the genocide, alongside the broader eruption of world war, requires the building of a mass movement of the working class armed with a socialist perspective. You can find these articles and more at wsws.org. The World Socialist website is published by the International Committee of the Fourth International, the ICFI, the leadership of the World Socialist Movement, the Fourth International founded by Leon Trotsky in 1938. The World Socialist website relies entirely on the donations of readers and listeners for financial support. To give to the WSWS or to set up a regular monthly contribution, go to wsws.org/donate. We urge our listeners to join the International Committee of the Fourth International and one of its affiliated political parties and take up the struggle for socialism.